This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mondays at 3 p.m., win, lose, or draw. One of our favorite guests joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Browns analyst Nathan Zagurney, joins us now. Hi, Nathan. How you doing, bud?
Good afternoon, guys. I'm doing well. How about yourselves?
We're doing all right here. We got some energy going on a Monday. I think we're doing a little better coming off the bye than the Browns did yesterday. Did you, considering how well the first three quarters went, Nathan, did you have any sense that collapse would happen in the fourth quarter?
No, of course not. And you know, if I would have told you that Jameis Winston was going to throw for about 400 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, in fact, that the Browns were going to win the turnover battle by two in this game, it's kind of unfathomable that they would lose this one by 21. And obviously, there were a lot of things that contributed to it. Special teams, you know, Dustin Hopkins missing two field goals, really three, but that he normally would make. You give up another huge punt return. Luckily, that wasn't a touchdown, although they ended up scoring on that drive after a 53-yard punt return. And then, you know, you made Taysom Hill look kind of like, you know, Jim Brown. I mean, Taysom Hill was unbelievable. 200, he accounted for over 200 yards of offense, three touchdowns. I mean, I don't know if anybody's had a game where they've accounted for single-handedly 206 yards of offense, three touchdowns, tying his career high with three on the ground, and threw an interception and lost a fumble inside the opponent's, you know, 10-yard line all in the same game. So kind of a crazy game for Taysom Hill. But no, I did not see that coming. I think that it was, obviously, it's another disappointing performance in a very disappointing season.
Yeah, Nathan, it's so weird because offensively, there's just so many things I want to talk to you about that went well. I want to talk about Jerry Jeudy. I want to talk about Jameis almost throwing for 400 yards. Like, there's just a lot to take away that if they didn't end up with the fourth quarter going the way it did, we could talk all day long about.
Yeah, and it was a good performance on offense. And I think one of the reasons, you know, I certainly wanted to give DTR an opportunity, but one of the reasons they stuck with Jameis because I think it's allowing you to see what you actually have at wide receiver. And guess what? It's pretty good. Jerry Jeudy, 6 for 142, the second highest total of his career's first 100-yard game as a Brown. Chief had 9 for 81. Elijah Moore, 6 for 66, and a great touchdown catch on that 30-yarder from Jameis. Cedric Tillman had 3 for 47. You know, you actually got a lot of people involved, and, you know, that core four, as I'll call it, certainly looks more than capable of being a good NFL receiving core. And Jerry Jeudy looks like he absolutely can be a number one receiver for you. Cedric Tillman looks like he can be, you know, a 1A type receiver for you after his previous three games to this one. So this is a team that, yeah, there's a lot of talent, and I thought Jameis played well. This was one of those games where, you know, Baltimore, he definitely put the ball in harm's way a little bit and got fortunate, but in this one, he really didn't. There were a couple balls that were tipped or bounced around or, you know, slightly ill-advised, but for the most part was in complete command, saw the field very, very well, and delivered the football. And you saw guys make plays not only, you know, down the field, but then run after the catch opportunities because the ball was hitting them in stride. I thought our offensive line did a great job. And, you know, to me, the biggest disappointment in this game is more, even more than the outcome, is the loss of DeJuan Jones, who was absolutely vaporizing Chase Young and Carl Granderson and Peyton Turner in this game. He did not allow a single pressure while he was out there. He was phenomenal. It's just a shame that, you know, Wyatt steps on a foot, so he's off balance, gets shoved back, and ends up, you know, breaking the ankle of DeJuan Jones. I'm sick about losing him because, to me, at this point, a lot of this is going to be about seeing who's in your core for the future. And in 1 week, to lose Mike Hall in a practice injury and then, you know, DeJuan Jones, your starting left tackle, and I think left tackle of the future, to a broken ankle is just, that's devastating in a 1 week period.
So I'm glad you said, because we actually said the same thing when Mike, you know, went out late last week of like, man, that was one of the guys we wanted to see with eight games to go. But specific to DeJuan, what was it, three games at left tackle? Was there enough good for the Browns to just make him the left tackle and just move on to other positions? Or do you think that because it's only three games, maybe you have to bring in some competition and, you know, keep an open mind with him, it specifically at left tackle?
I mean, he's got the endorsement of the only person whose endorsement I care about at left tackle, and that's Joe Thomas. He thinks he's looked great. He saw improvement all 3 weeks, and this was his best performance at that position in those three games. So, no, I feel very confident about him. You know, he's gonna work hard to get back. He's one of my favorite guys on the team. He's a quality young man, and I think he's very, very talented. And so I think he will be. He'll go into next season with DeJuan Jones as your left tackle. Yeah, and he'll be ready for all of that.
Defensively, Nathan, it just seems like there's a lot of miscommunication there. I don't know how they get this turned around, but it just wasn't where it needs to be.
No, and I think, you know, there weren't like necessarily like a classic bust. You know, you lost sight of people at a couple times, and obviously the catch and run by Valdez-Scantling fits the bill when Carr's able to get outside of the pocket and break contain. To me, it's just that when you give up 214 yards rushing and 7.6 yards a carry, you know, Taysom Hill averaged over 15 yards after or 17 yards after contact per carry in this game. That's crazy to me. I don't even understand that. There were times in this game where, you know, the Browns, as Kevin Stefanski said, they got out executed and, you know, they got out physicaled, and that's what you can't have that happen. And, you know, I'd even say on the offense side, think about that first fourth down. You're trying to get 1 yard and you get blown back off the ball and you can't even get it. That to me was more concerning. You knew this team had two weapons. Well, three. Marquez Valdez-Scantling was really the only NFL wide receiver on this roster, period. Like, just straight up, period. Last week, he had two catches that went for 6 yards. This week, he has a 71-yard touchdown against you. You knew you had to worry about him, but then really it was going to be all about Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill. Not to say Derek Carr can't play, because he can. You give him a clean pocket, he'll kill you, and that's exactly what he did. The Browns did not generate much pressure in this game at all, but you knew it, the ball was going to go to Alvin Kamara or Taysom Hill pretty much all the time. Kamara gets 20 touches, Hill has 15, and those guys account for basically, you know, almost 300 yards, three touchdowns. Part of me is at a loss for words. This was a game where you had said, you know, the offense, even though they ended up with 14 points, which is bizarre, and obviously we know Dustin Hopkins missed the field goals, and then that changes the calculation late in the game. You know, you should have been in the mid-20s.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But you got to be better on third down, especially in the red zone, and you've got to be able to finish these drives out. But this was a game where the offense, you know, certainly played well enough on some level for you to be able to win the game, and it was really your defense that gave up 8.2 yards a play. I mean, you put up 443 yards and you don't turn the football over, you typically, and win the turnover differential by two, you should win that game. And the Browns not only didn't win it, they lost by 21. But that was the thing to me. Only got into the red zone once, and you know, third downs, you were 3 of 13. They were 5 of 10. You were 1 of 3 on fourth downs. It adds up to a very disappointing loss down in New Orleans.
Nathan Segura, Browns analyst on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, obviously, Kevin and I answered questions about effort, and he chalked it up to execution. He chalked it up to being out-physicaled. Considering the way you lost that game, considering it was your ninth loss in 11 games, is there enough fight left in this team to stay competitive for the final seven games of the season?
There better be. I mean, they're professionals. This is your job. Your job is not to play until you're out of contention. It's to play a full season. And, you know, you're putting tape out there for not only yourself and the Browns and everybody, you know, in the National Football League, because that's what this team's going to have to make a lot of evaluations at the end of the season. And I certainly hope, you know, you've got a couple of primetime games coming up. Thursday night here. You've got Monday night in Denver. You've got Thursday night in Cincinnati. My guess is the Sunday night against the Dolphins will get flexed. But you got three national TV games. You got one coming up right now, Thursday night against the 8-2 Pittsburgh Steelers, your rival. You got to get up for these games, and you've got to bring it. You've got to bring the competition. You've got to bring the physicality. I think you owe it to, you know, these great fans, and you owe it to yourselves and your teammates to come out there and give maximum effort in the rest of the way.
I know it's early in the week, but we do have the quick turnaround, obviously, as you mentioned, with Thursday Night Football. What's your area of emphasis for the Browns against the Steelers on Thursday?
Match their physicality, match their intensity. I think that was what got away from you in New Orleans. I don't think you matched the physicality of the New Orleans Saints. And that's not a team that's, quite frankly, known for being real physical. Well, the Steelers are. And so you've got to bring it, match their intensity and their physicality. You do that, and the chips are going to fall where they may. But that, to me, has to be at least a starting point for this football team on Thursday night.
Nathan, my partner here, is a nihilist. He believes in nothing. He poo-poos this 15-0
like
start.
Coco?
He is just like Uwe Coco. He's here to fix Dyna Cable. But he does not believe in the 15-0 start.
It sounds exhausting.
As anything important, are you all in on this 15-0 start for the Cavaliers like I am?
Yeah, it's great. I've been fortunate enough to go to a couple of games already. The atmosphere is great. I was there Friday night when they beat the Bulls, and you know, Donovan was in the zone, and the threes were falling, and the Bulls, I mean, I was at half, I think you were up like four, and we're shooting, you know, 70% from the field and 60% for three. I'm like, what? How are the Bulls even close to this? But yeah, this team, they are very, very fun to watch. Exon has them playing, obviously, at an unbelievable level. The ball movement is beautiful. They seem to have fun. And listen, little secret in sports, teams have fun when they're winning. And so when you're 15-0, everybody's having fun. Everybody's getting along. It's great. It's an awesome environment. They're doing a great job. And yes, I'm very excited about it. The thing that's tough is, you know, in an NBA season, what, we're in November, you really don't get into things of real consequence until May. So we still have a long way to go before we get to see the games that really matter. Like, this is a team now where you're thinking, okay, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Championship, right? I mean, this is the top four start in NBA history. So I'm very excited about the Cavs. And, you know, you knock on wood, they got to stay healthy. But this is a team that certainly looks like it has what it takes to go the distance. And with the two bigs and with the two guards playing the way they are, man, they are a fun, fun team to watch. And they can match up, I feel like, with anybody.
So now that I know you love the streak too, that we're streakers together.
That's right.
I think I know how I can. You got to become a cupper.
Is he
like
a cupper
me
as well? We're streakers,
yeah,
and cuppers.
So the cup. So if you put a lot of stock into the NBA Cup games, I think that adds a little extra excitement to the early kind of the general. You know, it's early.
They're
November
losing me
that
with the courts. I don't like the cup courts anywhere in the NBA. The courts are dreadful.
They are. They're not good.
Yeah. They're not good. No, I think the cup thing is certainly a fun thing, but, you know, Is Tuesday night in Boston? Is that a cup game?
It is.
Oh, it is.
Oh, you better. Tuesdays and Fridays. Right. You better believe it.
All right. So that's going to be a tough. That's going to be a tough court in Boston. I'm just excited for that game in general because I think that's what we're, you know, right now. It would if teams go on their current trajectories or the expected trajectories by the end of 82 games. That's going to be the Eastern Conference Finals. So that I'm very excited about that game coming in there at 15-0. You know, you're going to get the defending champ's best shot. It's going to be, I think, a lot of fun.
Sounds like he's a cupper and a streaker too, Nathan. You're the best.
I don't know. I'm going to call myself a half cupper. I'm
a half cupper.
Streaker, yes. Half cupper.
Does that just make you a cup or a purr? Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll have to work on it. Great stuff, buddy. Appreciate
you. Thanks, guys.
Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's a streaker. He's a cup. And interesting stuff with the Browns. We'll react to what he had to say about the 2-9 Browns next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.